And justice is never just me. It's never in proscription. It's in self-discipline and healthy forgiveness, because we're all serving life sentences, and the penalty is being free to choose whoever you want to be. And frankly, that terrifies me.
My name is Ziggy, and I got involved with the Whoosh Case Slam because I heard about it from all these friends and saw it on the street, you know, walking downtown, and it looked full of life and bright, and stopped by and got hooked.
This phrase like I'm not even tenuous. Let me stress the unstressed syllable. Close my eyes to make myself less visible, and I won't warp the glass to appear less pitiful because I'm shattered.
I can't help but write. I need to write, and there's things that I can say in writing that I couldn't say any other way.
My mind makes up the silence with the whispers of a creative God, and I'm because love, hope, peace, justice, freedom don't mean anything if they're only poetry.
My name is Christy Nami Erickson, and I'm the president of Whoosh Kinah Dayi. I'm the co-founder. My friend Nahan and I started Whoosh Kinah Dayi several years ago, actually 3 years ago. We're celebrating our birthday today. When we met, we both saw a need in the community to have more open events for especially marginalized or underserved communities when it came to the literary arts. And so we wanted to start Whoosh Kinah Dayi, and we didn't have a name for it at the time. It was just Juno Poetry Slam, you know, just to create a safe space that was open to teach people about what spoken word is and how it could be good for them as individuals and good for us as a community.
Except that the infinity between her ears is just as valuable as the one between her legs. And both are priceless.
My name is Jacqueline Boucher, and I actually got involved through Whoosh Kinah Dayi through the university. I was an intern for the literary magazine Tidal Echoes, and they asked me to come to an event to promote the literary magazine. And when I did, I happened to have poetry with me, and I happened to perform. And at that first slam that I performed at, I happened to win, and I have been coming ever since.
What comes next when we, a generation burdened with great and glorious promise, find ourselves weighted with lead shoes and a mandate to go out and do something?
It used to be that my poetry was really introspective, and it was more about like looking inside and, you know, working out some things inside. And over the past year or so, I've been trying to really take that gaze and that focus and turn it outward and not just think about myself, but about the way that I relate to a larger space around me.
Boob jobs and battery gifts to give tongues to kiss to, and speak, and ears to listen, please, to such big words.
It urges me to write more poetry about holding the other up to the highest good, and privileges me to abide by no rules of grammar or punctuation, because the ego should be ashamed at imprisoning the others.
I'm Nathan Block. I went to jail for like 3 years after I committed armed robbery, and did a class in there with one of the UAS professors, Saul Neely, and he basically motivated me and as well some of the students in the class from UAS, because it was like an integrated class, to pursue poetry.
Now worrying about what would happen if I ripped off my skin to reveal uncommon ancestry.
And that's how you'll see that in my poetry. And it always starts off with some egotistical idea and then shows how we need to break those down in order to rise to the occasion of solidarity.
Our systems and our nervous systems and our respiration systems and our muscular systems and our digestive systems.
I got out of jail, and the first thing I did in the public was a poetry slam instead of going out and doing drugs and getting up, because that's not what I'm about anymore, you know?
Because all the good information was secretly sent to the moons of Neptune via satellites designed to look like shooting stars, where Imperial Guards are marching around your thoughts.
The winner for Whoosh Kinah Dayi's third Grand Slam champion. Do you guys know you can buy a shirt back there for like $20?
Ziggy Unzicker!